appreciate your presence of all of you here this morning, especially you who are not members of the Churches of Christ. And I believe this meeting was pitched with you in mind. Thank you for gracing this audience with your presence. We're grateful for your presence and the providence of God. God has permitted us to come to this place for the purpose of preaching His gospel. Thank you for coming, and to the leadership, thank you for having me be a part of this gospel effort. Today's lesson, Ephesians chapter 1, 17 through 23, is the foundation passage for our study today. I want you to listen carefully. We want to make things real elementary. We want to make it real simple. Like A, B, C. Like 1, 2, 3. We want to make it real simple. When you study the book of Ephesians, you really can't start in the book of Ephesians. You have to go to Acts 19, which is the background of Ephesians. We find Paul came to the upper court, and he came unto Ephesus, and he finds certain disciples there. He interrogated them and asked them, had they received the Holy Ghost since they believed? And they said, we haven't even heard what it be, Holy Ghost. Then he asked them, what then were you baptized? And they said, John's baptism. And Paul went on to tell them and taught them about Jesus the Christ. And the Bible says when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. Now I did that for this reason. Many times my Baptist neighbors, and I love Baptist people, don't have nothing against Baptist people, preachers either. But sometimes people don't know how to rightly divide. The Baptists will go to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8. And they'll say, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, it is a gift of God. That doesn't say anything about baptism. That's the first thing they would say. And I will reply, I said, Paul came to Ephesus and he taught some people. And after he taught them about Jesus, they were baptized. And they had received two baptisms. And here you Baptists saying, you don't have to be baptized at all. Well, these people at Ephesus had two baptisms. John's baptism, it was about 12 of them. Now watch this. Then Paul writes to the same people at Ephesus, in an epistle named after them, the book of Ephesians. And guess what he said? Listen, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not yourself, it's a gift of God. Well, he's already writing to people that's been baptized. Now, the Baptists come along and they read Ephesians, and you know what? They're reading somebody else's mail. That wasn't written to the Baptists. That was written to Christians. They reading the wrong mail. That's all. They always read the wrong mail. They need to read Acts chapter 19, 1 through about 12, and they'll get the background. That's pretty good. Some of y'all are looking at me funny. I'm okay. I know where I'm going. I'm old, but I'm not that old. I know where I am, too. Pretty good? Now, church membership and being saved. That's a simple subject. Somebody says, well, I'm saved, but I'm not a member of the church. There's something wrong with you. There's no such thing. No such thing at all in Scripture. Somebody says, I'm saved, and I'm not in any church. There's something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. What county is this? Cannon County? Cannon County. Is Woodbury in Cannon County? that right? Can you imagine a person tell you, I was born in Woodbury, but I wasn't born in Cannon County? There's something wrong with them. It's something wrong with them. Somebody said, I'm saved, but I'm not in Christ. I'm not in the church of Christ. There's something wrong with you. You're off. Now, stay with me. And if it, let's look at this text again. Pretty good. God, how much time? No, I can't do that now. I learned better. They'll walk out on you too, boy. They'll walk out on you. One time, the guy said, where you going? He said, I'm going to get a haircut. He said, why didn't you get one before you came? He said, I didn't need one. You've been preaching that long. Hey, can't preach that long now. Oh no, one guy said, I'm going to preach from Genesis to Revelation. And he started preaching, started Genesis, got out to Jeremiah. He said, what must I do with Jeremiah? He said, you can have my seat, I'm going on. Well, Ephesians. Got it? Ephesians 1, verse number 17. Let's look at the text here. Look what it says. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Is that right? In the knowledge of Him. So we'll look first the person of Christ. That's what we're talking about in the text. The person of Christ. Got it? Now we're going to look at the what? Can you see that garland? What did I say? Portion of Christ. Watch this. Look at verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. What do you mean? The eyes of your understanding. Understand, eyes of your understanding. You're not talking about your physical eye. The spiritual eye. Eyes of your understanding enlightened that you may know what is the hope of His calling and the riches of His glory are the inheritance of the saints. Got it? Now we're going to look at power of Christ. I'm dealing with the text. Listen to me. In my preaching and teaching over the years, I've learned to deal with the text. Explain or exegete the text. You got it? The power is in the text. It's not in me. It's in the Bible. It's in the text. So I can just stay with the text and I'm going to be fine. But I don't want to read something and not say anything about the text. Now, we're going to look at verse 19 through 21. Look what it says. Which He wrought a work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. That's not right. I need 19. Look at 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power? Now we begin to look at Christ is the power of Christ. Now watch this. He did something for us. What did Christ do? He was sent by God. He was an apostle, Hebrews 3:1. He was sent by God. Right? John, in John 1:29, said, behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sin. That is no S on sin. It said S-I-N. The sin of the world. That has to do with separation. Sins has to do with our misdeed. But Jesus Christ came to the world and died on the cross, watch it, for the sin of the world. In other words, Jesus Christ came and broke that barrier, but that separated man from God, and that barrier is sin. So Jesus, John said, behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. All right. Now, he said, which he wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. Brethren, think about the resurrection of Christ. Raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. And not only in this world, but in also in that which to come. Now, look at that. See that? So we look at the person of Christ, the portion of Christ, we look at the power of Christ. Where is, let me stop here, boy, this is good. Jesus Christ is reigning on David's throne right now. And it's not a physical throne, it's spiritual. He's in heaven. Brethren, please get this. He is not coming back to the earth. Boy, boy, boy. Christ is not coming back to the earth for nothing. The closest that the scripture get Christ back to the earth is in the Thessalonian letter and say we're going to meet him in the air. He's not coming back down here. Why is Christ not coming back down here? Because John, in I think it's John 17, I think it is. If that's not the right chapter and the right verse, just read all of John and you'll run into it. Jesus said, I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. He finished his work. Listen to this. Stay with me now. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, his Father, is the primitive cause in our salvation. Primitive cause. Origination. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, he's the sacrificial cause of man's salvation. And the blood of Christ, get it now, is the procuring cause in man's salvation. Are you listening? The Holy Spirit is the revealing cause in man's salvation. Are you got it? Please understand that. God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit have a part in our salvation. That good? Now, I'm off a little bit, but I'm going to come back to the main course. You still with me? We're talking about Christ. Look, his person, the portion of Christ, the power of Christ. He's reigning and ruling right now. And when he first sit on his throne, the first thing he did, the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Christ, guess what Jesus Christ did as a new king in the kingdom? He pardoned 3,000 souls, about 3,000 souls. And you know what he did? 1978, he pardoned me of my sins. I'm happy about it. Good? Now, you with me? Now we're going to look at the position of Christ. Pretty good? Look at verse 21. Verse 22. And has put all things on his feet. And gave him to be head. Who is Christ? Christ is the chief. Who is it? Christ is the chief. Not the Pope. Not your pastor. Not you, not your mother, not your daddy. Christ is chief. Well, what is a chief? He's the head. He's the head of the operation. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Christ is chief. Then it says, over all things to the church, which is his body. Now we got Christ is chief. Then we got Church of Christ. Why do you say Church of Christ? Here's the man that died, shedded his blood, and bought the body. Shedded his blood and dedicated the book. He's the foundation of the church. He's the head of it. He's the savior of it. He's the lawgiver in it. What would you name it? What would you name it? Listen to me. I want you to use common sense. Maybe I need to stop and smile because some of you are looking a little funny. Let me smile here. Brother Shannon loves you. And I know this is kind of working on somebody because if I have an audience like this, you probably have two or three that never heard nothing like this. Look here. Church of Christ. Why is the Church of Christ? Well, he said Jesus Christ is the only person that in scripture that says, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Who else ever said that? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 8 it says, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord shall pitch and not man. Now wait a minute. What do you mean, Church of Christ? That's the assembly that belonged to Christ. Church, ecclesia, the call out by the gospel. Watch it. Look at every denomination. Guess what? They don't recognize Christ as head. Let me show you something. Back at home, you go down to Memphis, and coming out of Memphis on 40, you'll see a big sign of three big crosses, Bellevue Baptist. That don't tell me nothing but people they believe in baptizing. Why do they honor Christ? That right down here is the Cumberland Presbyterian Church. Where's Christ at? Where's Christ? They don't honor Christ. Or even wear his name. Well, somebody said, well, all churches belong to Christ. Well, is that right? Well, why don't you put a sign up in front of your building and says, this is the Church of Christ, or the Church of Christ meets here. Well, we can't do that. Well, why don't you put another sign up that says, this is not the Church of Christ. It's one or the other. You said the Church of Christ? Put a sign that says, this is the Church of Christ. Well, we can't do that. Well, put a sign up and say, this is not the Church of Christ. I got you anywhere you go. Church of Christ. Over all things to the church, which is his body. Now, we belong to Christ. He's the head of the church. Foundation. Oh, boy, that's good. When we partake of the Lord's Supper this morning, we celebrate his resurrection from the dead. Every first day of the week, Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God, he was raised on the first day of the week. We all know about first day of the week principles, don't we? The Church of our Lord, the Church of Christ, got started the first Pentecost after the death, burial, and resurrection and his ascension to heaven. That's when the Church of Christ got started. Now let me ask a question. When did the Baptists get started? No, wait a minute. Hold it. It's not even in the Bible. You mean to tell me you got a sign out in front of your building, First Baptist Church? You can't even find it in the Bible. You can't even find it in the almanac, let alone the Bible. And you in it putting all your money into something, you can't find it in the scripture. Wow, if you got good sense, I wouldn't put no money in nothing that's not written. Not written in the Bible. I used to be in the Catholic Church. You know why I left it? Not in the scripture. All that time and money I spent in the Roman Catholic Church, and it's not even in the Bible. Not even in their own Catholic Bible. I jumped the priest. I said, why is it that the Roman Catholic Church is not in the Catholic Bible? But I can still find the Church of Christ in there. And you're going to tell me the Church of Christ is a cult? And you can't. We can find it in the Bible, but we can't find your church in the Bible, but we're called? No such thing. I'm smarter than that. I may not look like I got very good sense. I got more sense than that. Church of Christ. Somebody said Alexander Campbell started the Church of Christ. Oh, is that right? Well, let me ask a question to you. Alexander Campbell was born like around 17-something there, early 1800s there, somewhere along there. Came to America in 1807, something like that. Well, in Romans 16:16, Paul says, salute you one another with a holy kiss. The Church of Christ salutes you. Well, Alexander Campbell's mama wasn't even born then, let alone him. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 27, it says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Alexander Campbell didn't start no Church of Christ. Where you get that from? Amen. Speak where the Bible speak. Be silent where the Bible says. Maybe I need to stop here, song leader. You did a good job. Maybe I need to pause here a moment and shake your hand for doing a good job this morning. You did a good job. Maybe I ought to tip you with a good meal after this lesson. Thank you, brother. Got that? Now, Church of Christ. Pretty good? Now, there we go. Look at this now. Look at the text. the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now complete in Christ. Look at this. We have Christ is the chief. Church of Christ is his body. Complete in Christ. Do you know what complete means? Nothing. You can't put anything else in it. Complete. Full. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. The book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians are parallel epistles written by Paul. The book of Ephesians has it his title, the church, the fullness of Christ. The book of Colossians has got Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. Whatever is in Christ is automatically in his church. Oh boy. Now watch this. With that in mind, you want to know what the plan of salvation is? Sometimes we think, well, plan of salvation, faith, repentance, confession, baptism into Christ. Brethren, listen to this. The plan of salvation is the church. What you say? The plan of salvation. I used to say part of this plan of salvation. The church is the plan of salvation. Ephesians chapter 3, 10 and 11. Are you listening to me? Now, so the church is the fullness of Christ. Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. Whatever is in Christ is in the church. Now, church membership and being saved. Lick your fingers. Acts 2:47. Look at it. Look at it. Look. Got it? Got that passage? Now, look at Acts 5:14. Acts 5:14. Take your time. All right. Now hold the two of them together there. Acts 5:14. Look what it says. Look at this. Look at it. Acts 2:47. In verse 38, Peter told them to repent and be baptized, everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, for them into sin. That's what he told them to be saved. And they that glad received the word were baptized. Got it? Look at verse 47. Verse 47 says, praising God. You see it? Look at it. Now look at Acts 2:47. Now look at it. Praising God. And having favor with all the people. Look at it. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now they were added to the church. Anybody miss that? If you're not in the church, you're not saved. Now which church did they add to? Somebody said add to the Baptist. No. Not in scripture. Added to the Methodist. No. Nope, added to the church, one, such as should be saved. All right, now lick your fingers and slip right over to Acts 5:14. Look at it. Look, am I doing all right? Are you following me now? You following me? You young people, are you following me? And watch this. Acts 5:14, and it said to them, look at it. And the believers were more added to what? The Lord. Oh, wait a minute. Would you tell me the difference between added to the church and added to the Lord? What's the difference? Oh, you see that. You see that. Well, watch this. When you add it to the church, you add it to the Lord. Well, what about in the Lord? What's so important about being in the Lord? Look. Stay with me. Look at Romans 12, 4 and 5. I'm not going to quote it. No. I want you to get it. This is a learning experience. Acts chapter 12, 4 and 5. Oh, isn't that good? Romans, you got it. Romans 12, 4 and 5. Watch this. Look at it. Up. Look at it. Let's read it together. Romans chapter 12, 4 and 5. That's good, isn't it? Look what it says. For as we have many members in one body, one body, one church. Look at it. And all the members have not the same office. So we being many, look at it, are one body where? In Christ. Where is the church of Christ? Somebody says in Woodbury. No, the church of Christ is in Christ. Where is it? It's in Christ. But the church of Christ meets at Leona's right here. But we are in Christ. Why? If you think because you're in this building, you're in the church, you're wrong. You got to be in Christ to be in the church of Christ. How am I sounding? Am I sounding all right? Oh, I know I look good. Man. I look better than this fella here. Okay, I've had a problem with height, but I never had no problem with looks. Well, amen. So, look at it here. There are many. Many members, one body, and the one body is in Christ. Where's the one body? In Christ. When you're in the one body, you're in Christ. You're in the church of Christ all at the same time. Somebody said, I don't understand how that works. Easy. I got married to this girl that I'm with now. Don't tell her I call a girl. This month. This is April, isn't it? Boy. We married 50 years. This month. That's a long time to look at the same woman. A lot of changes took place over 50 years. But she's sweeter now. But listen to this. When I got married, let me tell you what happened. The moment I got married, I became a son-in-law. Just that quick. He looked at me funny. You got it? The moment I got married, I had a mother-in-law. Just all at the same thing. When I said I do, my mother-in-law right over there. Before I said I do, she wasn't my mother-in-law. Anybody understand that? The moment you enter Christ, you automatically enter the church of Christ. Automatically. There's no such thing as being saved and not in the church of Christ. Somebody said, well, I'm not in the church of Christ. Well, you're not saved. Well, no, you can think all you want to. Oh, boy, this is hard. In Him. Ephesians 1:7, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood to forgiveness of sin. Where? In Christ. Well, where is forgiveness of sin? In the church of Christ. Grace. Now, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Well, if grace is in Christ, grace is in the church of Christ. Whew. Eternal life is in Christ. 1 John 5:11, look at this. And this is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Well, if eternal life is in Christ, eternal life is in the church of Christ. What? Why? The church is the fullness of Christ. So everything that's in Christ is in the church of Christ. One body, one church, salvation. Ephesians 1:3, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places are in Christ. Well, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places are in the church of Christ. Brethren, don't take the church lightly. Now let me stop here a moment here and talk to members of the body of Christ. How are you living in the church? How are you living in the church of Christ? Are you drinking whiskey? Oh, I know Short Mountain right over here. You think I don't know about Short Mountain? Everybody knows about Short Mountain. We know about Charles Manson, too. Some of you younger people don't know nothing about him. He ain't getting out. He think he's going to get out, and them folks up there waiting on him, they be waiting a long time, but he's not going to get out. You can go up there and get whiskey. Can't you? Can't you buy it? Go ahead and shake your head. Yeah, Brother Shandy, you can buy whiskey, Short Mountain. You know how many are drinking it? Listen here. Monkeys and dogs and raccoons and chickens, they don't have a problem with whiskey. They can pass the whiskey. It's one right down below down here. Liquor store. You don't see a dog going in and saying, let me go in here and get me a drink today. Oh, dog, don't do that. Human beings are the only one have that problem. And sometimes members of the Church of Christ, you have a problem with drinking whiskey and smoking cigarettes. You don't need to do that. You're a member of the body of Christ. You don't need to do that. Wait a minute. You don't need to be running a wife that ain't none of your wife. You make the church look bad. Oh, I'm meddling now. I know it. All that foul mouth you're using, bad language come out. Paul said in Ephesians, let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Paul said, he that stole, steal no more. Members of the Church of Christ, don't steal on your job. You working on a job for a man 8 hours, and he probably pay you $15 an hour, and I think that's too much. And then you're going to have work, going to work, instead of working 8 hours, you're going to work for 6 hours and steal an hour or 2 hours. You can't do that. He that stole, steal no more. Can't do that. Can't do that. Can't steal in the church. A lot of members of the Church of Christ won't give right. It's some folks right here, they don't hardly give right. They'll spend all that money on cars and houses and property and not going to take none of it with them. I finally figured that out. Boy, I told my wife, I said, girl, we done worked all these years and bought all this stuff here and can't take it with us. And we keeping it all nice. Guess what we keeping it nice for? The children and the grandkids. And they going to sell it. I told my wife, I said, you better pray that you outlive me. I said, if you die first, I'm giving all this stuff to the Church of Christ. What you say? No, I'm not going to leave it for some crooked lawyers there that's twisted around and your family. I'm going to give it to the Church of Christ for the cause of Christ. Somebody said, John Shannon, you crazy. Well, what you going to take with you? There's a cemetery. Is that a cemetery over there? You ever thought about it? How many people over there in that cemetery there? How many? I tell you, all of them did. He got that boy. Now, who's the next one gonna go over there? Who's the next one to be put over there? There's a lot of room over there. It may be that your vault coffin is already built and the flowers and everything already grown for you to be planted over. Now watch this here. You can't take nothing with you over there. I got them thinking now, boy. They really thinking now. Oh, boy, that's good. I just want to soak in. Brother Shane, you're lost for words. No, I'm not lost for words. I got a lot of words. Well, the way you're talking around here, all this confusion, look like I'm going to start preaching at around 6:30 and close about 9:30 so these other folks can come in and hear the rest of the sermon. That's where we solve that problem. Hey, man, that's good. That's a little, hey, amen. We good? Now, wait, let me pause a moment. Is there anyone here that's not a member of the Church of Christ? There's somebody here not a member. And you think that I'm taking my time. You think these elders calling me here to preach just to pick on you? No. I'm here to tell you, you need to know this before you die. If you are not a member of the Church of Christ, watch it, you don't have no membership and you're not saved. Membership and being saved, same thing. Now, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're still in your sins. Well, what do you mean? You don't have forgiveness of sin. Well, what does that mean? If you die like that, you'll be lost eternally. You don't want that. Now, most people won't tell you just straight up like, man, that's too straight. That's just, I mean, you ought to kind of soften it up some kind of way. Well, wait, I'd like to do it like this. Just tell people just like it is. Sometimes we beat around the bush, and so I didn't quite understand what he's talking about. But you got to tell a man. So listen here. Outside of that door, there's a big hole. If you step outside the door, you're going to fall in it, and we don't have no way of getting you out. And would you rather for me to tell you or not tell you? Well, preacher, are you saying that everybody in the Church of Christ is going to heaven? No. We don't want got a chance. The rest of them don't even have a chance. Have you ever heard of FedEx in Memphis? You know what? I got a brother, Garland. He's been working with him ever since he got started. He told me the other day he's getting ready to retire. Can I tell you something? You cannot ever retire from FedEx if you've never been in there. You didn't get it, did you? Can you imagine a person talking about, I'm going to get a check from FedEx and you never worked there? Oh, no, that's not going to happen. How you say you're going to go to heaven, watch it, and you're not in the Church of Christ? Ain't no way. Because when he come back, according to 1 Corinthians 15:24, he's going to deliver the kingdom back up to the Father. And if you're not in the kingdom of the church, you're not going to heaven. Don't you want to go? Christ is the Savior of the one body. Wait a minute, Ephesians 5:23, Christ is the Savior of the one body. You want to be accepted? Ephesians 1:6, we are accepted in the beloved. That's in Christ. You don't have to pray to God and ask God to accept you. All you have to do is obey the gospel and the Lord will add you to the church. You'll be added to the Lord, right? The blood of Christ is in the body. Ephesians 1:7, right? Watch this now. Look at this. Temple of the Lord. Lick your fingers. Go to Ephesians 2:21. Look at it. Ephesians 2:21. All right. I'm not in no rush. I know what it says. I want you to get this. People need to know this. All right. Ephesians 2:21. Got it? Hey, look at it. Let's read it together. Look what it says. In whom all the building fitly framed together. In whom? What do you mean in whom? In Christ. All the building fitly framed together, grow to it, watch it, a holy temple in the Lord. God has always had a place for his people to worship. Where? It's in the Lord. When you're in the Lord, you're in the church. You cannot worship God through Christ outside of the Church of Christ. Impossible. Though people have, wait a minute, people in denomination, they're not worshiping God. If they are, it's in vain. Because you can't worship God unless you're in Christ. Where's the temple? In Christ. is good. You want remission of sin? Got to get in Christ. Now let's. I've talked long enough here. Now, let me do something else. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 13. When is a person in Christ? That's a good question. Look at this. Look where we're at. We have Christ. The blood of Christ bought the body of Christ. The blood of Christ dedicated the book of Christ. The book of Christ, the body of Christ, and the blood of Christ all work together. You can't have one without the other. So you got the believers obeying the book of Christ, they in the body of Christ, and the blood of Christ clean the sins away. Oh, watch the sin away. Now, that's sending these people down to Ephesus. And watch it. Watch it. Ephesians 1:13. Let's look at it. Ephesians 1:13. Got it? It says, in whom? There it is again. In Christ. And whom also, in whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Oh boy. Wait a minute. You say they heard. Definitely one, they hear. They heard. What did they hear? The gospel. Look at this. Look what they heard. They heard how Christ died, was buried, and rose again from the dead. They heard that. How you know? Acts 19. They were taught to repent. What do you mean repent? See, the denominational people tell you all you got to do is just believe and you're saved. Well, what about repentance? Jesus said in Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, except you repent, you'll perish. Well, the denominational people tell you, I'll just believe in Jesus. That's all you have to do, just believe. What about repentance? Well, what is repentance? Repentance is not confessing your sin. Gotcha. Jesus gave us the definition of repentance. Matthew 21, verse 28. What think ye? A certain man had two sons. He told the first, he said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And the boy said, I'm not going to do it. But the text says, afterwards, he repented and went. So what is repentance? He changed his mind. Now when it comes to repentance on us, we have to change our mind about sin and stop. Stop. Not slow down, stop. Wait a minute, where is that policeman? Is he in today? That postman, he's not here today. Raise your hand up. I don't see it. You're the policeman. I need to meet you. I remember a guy, every morning he would get up and he'd go out, going to work, and he'd stop sign there. He wouldn't ever stop. He would just stoop and go in, you know, slow down as it went on. So finally, he put the red blue light on him. He said, "You, why didn't you stop?" He saw, you know, officers stopping and slowing down. That's the same thing. So the policeman pulled out his billy club and went to hit him on the head like this. He said, "Do you want me to stop or slow down?" You got to stop sinning. Change your mind about sin. That church not in the Bible, isn't it? We don't mind you going down there one more time. Go down there one more time and tell that pastor, I'm not coming back. You robbed me, you robbed my children, but I'm not coming back to him. Tell him. Don't be scared of him. Listen, don't be scared. I don't mind following a man. I don't follow nobody to hell. I don't love nobody that way. In that church, not in the Bible, you're going to come out of it. You want to come out when? Today. Come on out. After repentance, look at here. You hear and believe.
You got to repent of your sins. Paul said, at the time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Acts 11, verse number 18, God has granted repentance unto life. You got to repent of your sin. Would you confess Christ as the Son of God? Now you got to be baptized in water. And don't be like the Baptists. Oh, baptism, holy. Listen, we're saved by faith, saved by repentance, saved by confession, saved by baptism. That's true. But Christ is our Savior. Wait a minute. Who's going to save you? Christ. Now, I talked long enough. That's enough. Quit. I must have been preaching mighty hard. I didn't turn the air conditioner on. Anybody here want to be a member of the body of Christ? Be in Christ? Do you want remission of sin? Wait a minute. Listen. This may be your first and last time you ever hear this. Why don't you give it a try? I remember one time in Osceola, Arkansas, preaching. There were two big old grown men that looked like they was in their 30s or the 40s. And one of them got up and said, you know what, I'm going to be a man one time in my life. He got up and ran down the aisle. He said, I believe what you're preaching. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I said, he was baptized into Christ. 40-something years old. Well, his buddy the next night came. He said, I'm going to be a man tonight myself. I believe what you're teaching, and he preached the Bible. Walk down and obey to God. Why don't you be a man tonight, today? Why don't you be a woman? Why don't you step out and say, I'm going to become a member of the blood-bought institution. I'm going to obey Jesus so he can save me and add me to his church. Song leader, where are you? It's time to quit. Are you here today? The Spirit and the bride says, come, and whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. You here and you want to be a member of the church? You want to be saved? You need to do it. You know now. You can't leave and say, I didn't understand. You understand that. Why don't you do it? Why don't you good? Turn your back on your mother. Come on to Jesus today. Come on. Jesus. If you're a member of the Church of Christ and you're a little shaky, you have not been fulfilling your duties as a Christian. You ought to repent of that and make a confession. You ought to do that. Why not do it right now as together we stand and sing?